Welcome once again to Word on the Hills with me, Felicity Sidnell Reed, my co-host Gwyn Sheltimer, and our special guest this week, dancer and workshop presenter Alison Townsend. Each week, we usually visit with a local author or other persons involved with writers and readers. But this week, we've invited two of the wonderful workshop presenters who will be part of Spirit of the Hills Festival of the Arts, October 24th to 26th, at St. Peter's Anglican Church here in Coburg. We will ask them to introduce us to their work and give us a glimpse into their lives. Find out what prompts them, in Alison's case, to dance and to teach others to do so. So this week, we're delighted to have Alison Townsend as our guest. Welcome, Alison.
Hi there.
Tell us how you first became a dancer. Did you start at the age of three and keep going?
Well, I really like that question, and actually, no. I've always loved to dance ever since I was a child, but I didn't get into belly dancing until I was in my 40s when a friend at work said she was going to belly dance class, and I thought, now that sounded like something fun to do, so I checked it out. I went to a belly dance class, and I thought, this is the right thing for me to do.
Oh.
Yeah, so that was almost 20 years ago, not quite 20 years ago.
You found your calling.
I guess I must have.
So does it require a special talent?
Well, I would say not really. It just takes a desire to learn. And really, people often think of belly dancing from just being for women, but actually there's a lot of men who belly dance too.
Really?
Especially in the East, and some amazing belly dancers. But usually people think of belly dancers being beautiful young women in most cases, but we like to just belly dance and not worry about our age or our shape. We just get together and have lots of fun dancing.
I love that. Well, so now you've become a teacher. Tell us a little about your students. Who really wants to learn to belly dance?
Well, who wants to learn to belly dance, really, it's usually middle-aged women, I'm finding. At our group, we've got women who are over 40, but under 77 uh-huh. in our group. So we've got quite a range of ages, but we do have a lot of children. I get requests for a children's class, and I'm not sure why people say when they see belly dancers, I want to try that, but there's something attractive. I don't know if it's the costumes or if it's exotic. I haven't quite put my finger on what makes people want to try it, but a lot of people come out and try it. Not everybody sticks with it, but that's quite common, I think, with most kinds of exercise routines. There's people that come out and say, yes, I've got to keep doing this, and others that drift away. But we really do have so much fun trying to learn belly dancing. It's a lifelong pursuit, so it's not something that you can sort of get to the end of and say, brush your hands off and say, I've done with that now, because there's so much to learn about belly dancing.
So what do you see as the chief benefits of learning this dance? Or, I shouldn't say that after what you've said, all these dances.
Right. Well, there's so many benefits, and I think of them as being benefits in terms of exercise, in terms of building strength, our shoulders, in our back, in our core, in our hips and legs. So there's exercise, but there's also this wanting to be more fluid and more flexible in our movements. So we have a lot of fun. That's another benefit, having fun. It's great for your balance, because any kind of dance is good for your balance, moving foot to foot. It's really, really good to develop and keep your balance as you go on. And it's great for your brain, because we're always trying to learn new routines. We come up with new routines to different types of music, and then we try to remember them. So then we're right in the middle of a dance, and everybody looks at one another and says, what comes next? So we're trying to develop a memory of the choreography as we're going along. So that's a benefit. There's something, and there's also this creativity and being creative and then doing something that's fun. We can get better at it. Like, there's a lot of challenge in it. As I learn to belly dance, I'm still in so many ways, and just in kindergarten, but as I learn to belly dance, I'm trying to come up with another move that I've mastered before. There's lots of room for people to have that challenge and then meet the challenge.
So are there formal belly dances? Is it based on a series of formal steps that come into all kinds of belly dances, or no?
Well, there are a number of moves that are quite common in belly dance. And really, the belly dance, you could do a whole week-long show about what is belly dance and what is the history of belly dance and all the different forms of belly dance. But really, in the kind of belly dance that we do, which is a kind of a westernized form of belly dance, there are certain basic moves, and that's one thing that we always start with, the basic moves, and then we just add on variations or new moves as we progress. And then we like to work on a basic choreography, which has just got some simple moves that we can be successful at before we go on to another dance that has more complicated moves and so on.
Okay, so what about the music then? Is there a lot of music available? How do you find and choose the music?
Well, that's a good question, because usually belly dance is performed to Arabic music or Eastern music, and that's the most common thing. But then since belly dance has exploded really over the last number of decades, people are dancing to all different kinds of music. So our group, and we haven't talked about our group, but we'll talk about that in a second, but our troupe, we dance to country and western, as well as some pop and some Arabic music. Mm-hmm. So one of the ladies in our group, she likes to develop choreography, so she's brought us a new Justin Timberlake song and a new country and western song. Usually we are dancing to just about anything you can think of, so people are often quite surprised that you can belly dance to just about anything if you set your mind to it.
About workshops, what's your experience with these? Have you been doing them for a long time?
Well, I actually started teaching classes a couple of years ago at the request of people that would say to me, you should be teaching belly dance. And I was like, I don't know if I could do that. But I have been belly dancing for quite a while. And then we have a troupe in Campbellford where we all get together. There's about 15 women. We meet every week to practice belly dances. And then we go out to the our neighboring community and we do belly dance shows. Yeah. And we do it at fairs and events and festivals and retirement homes and so on. So I started teaching as a result of that, and then someone asked me if I could give a workshop, and I was like, well, a workshop is different because it's kind of a self-contained event. So I did a workshop for a group in Warkworth about a year and a half ago, and then from that I started getting more and more requests to do workshops. So it's such a great time. I bring all my hip scars, which are the jingly belts that we put on when we're belly dancing, and then I have a very simple choreography, and I think I've had, I don't know how many people, I really should actually stop and think about how many workshops and how many women I've done workshops for, but it's over 100 now anyway. And so people come and they put on a hip scarf and we learn a basic choreography. We learn some basic moves, we put it all together, and then as the hour and a half or so carries on, we practice this routine over and over again. And lately I've been invited to do workshops at the Rustic Mama Retreats, which is the lady in Warkworth that started this women's retreat group. And I've been to 6 women's retreats over the last couple of years. Talk about a lot of fun. And all these women will get up and put on the hip scarves and sometimes the costume and laugh and learn a belly dance and then dance it for everyone else in the retreat. So they'll have learned a dance in an hour and a half, and then they're prepared to dance in front of 100 and some people. So it's quite exciting, and they're all quite thrilled when they've got through it that they've danced for all their friends.
Sounds quite ambitious, really. You must be able to build their confidence, because to go out and do it for the rest of the retreat, Well, we're very much looking forward to watching you dance as part of the drama and dance nights at the festival. But before you go, tell us a little bit about the workshop you're giving on Saturday, October the 26th at 2 p.m. Well, this will be...
Mm-hmm. Just one more workshop. So I'm looking forward to having a group of people that will be ready to try something new and have some fun.
Yeah.
And so what we do is everyone gets a hip scarf to put on. So when they shake their hips, they make a nice jingle. So then I teach them the basic moves, then explain some of the movements and why they're the way they are and how common they are. There's like a circle and there's a figure eight and there's the shimmy, which everybody loves. And so then we learn some basic moves and then we put it all together with our simple dance. Lovely. So, and it's always a good time. And then people often find it's quite a bit harder than they think. And that's mostly because when we don't really do things in our daily lives that are like belly dance. So sometimes people stop and think, well, I can't do that. And I'm like, well, you haven't built the connection between your brain and your muscle before. You haven't asked your muscles to do that. So it's quite challenging when you first start to get some of the things to start working.
Yes.
But anyway, it is great fun though to see how people can try it and enjoy themselves and have some fun and dance to the music.
Right. And everybody who takes your workshop signs a waiver, right?
That's right. We've got a little waiver that just says that they understand that there are some risks in belly dancing and any kind of activity.
Any kind of exercise,
really. But really, that's just a precautionary thing that most exercise classes we go to, we have to sign a waiver. So we just put that out there. But we certainly hope people come out and give it a try. And all ages and mm-hmm. all sexes. When we've done our belly dance shows at lots of the fairs that we go to and events, I invite people from the audience to come up to dance. And we get men and women and children. And we even got a lady who was almost 99 at one event. She got up to dance with us. We were worried she might fall over when she was doing her shimmy, but she did great. But we like to get all ages, and then it just makes it a lot of fun. So mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be limited to any age or any sex or any size. We all have fun belly dancing. It's kind of empowering. It's great for your confidence.
People will have a great time at it.
Yeah, well, it's great to see the smiles that people have.
Thank you, Alison, for coming in and telling us about your dancing and the workshop you're going to give at the festival. To buy tickets to either Alison's workshop or the drama and dance nights, go to either spiritofthehills.org or spiritofthehills.wordpress.com and press on the button for purchasing tickets. Tickets are also available on Facebook or Let's Talk Books in Coburg. And now we'll take a short break.